University.
Hello, you're listening to Extra Extra, URN's comedy news show in which we take a slightly more unorthodox look at the news of the week. I'm Ella Vajunska and I'm joined as ever by Abby Houseman.
Hello.
We're back.
Yay.
Every time. Right, so we've been away for Easter, not just this show, but all the shows at URN.
Taking
4 weeks of Easter break. And I now have to keep saying, we're back. And every time, do like a weird arm gesture. which no one can see.
To an audience.
Yeah, no one can see because this is radio. But yeah. Every show so far, we're back. Arms out, jazz hands at the ready.
This is so excited. You can't help yourself.
Exactly. As I said, we are here to take you through the biggest news stories of the week.
Although this week has been pretty chock full of big news stories.
Yes, you're slightly annoyed about this.
A little bit. I do the research for the show on a Sunday.
If you're new to Extra Extra, basically how it works is Abby puts a lot of effort in following the news, sourcing stories, doing extra research for those stories so we have things to think about. And I... turn up.
You produce. So
yes.
you're in charge of the editing.
You can
edit out all the information if you wanted to.
Effectively, I'm the one who gets the credit because I'm the one who like speaks first and is in charge of the show, using the words in charge very loosely.
Considering there's two of us, it's very difficult to be in charge of the show.
How dare you? Take that back, Abby.
Okay.
See? In charge of the show. I don't know anything about the news. I know it's a big story if I've heard about it.
Yeah.
So this is how Extra Extra works. Abby brings stories. I derail
bring a comedy.
Them. Yeah. Essentially. But Abby's
what
very annoyed because she does the research on a Sunday.
I do. And then suddenly, this morning, wake up. Huge news story.
So we'd like to put a plea out to anyone involved in the news.
Yeah.
Involved in the news.
If you're involved in any aspect of public life, can you please... just, if it's a Sunday evening, do nothing.
Yeah.
No news stories, please.
No, because we record this on a Monday, ready to go out on Wednesday. So effectively, anything big that happens between Sunday evening and Monday afternoon ruins Abby's plan from the week before.
Yep.
Anything that happens from Monday to Wednesday doesn't get included
nope.
in the show.
That's the week after.
But like the Thursday to Saturday slot,
ooh.
Sorted.
That's when you really want your big scandals going on, people. If you want privilege of being mentioned in Extra Extra,
who doesn't?
That's when you want to do a news story.
Yeah, so you wanna go commit a crime? You wanna go...
not that we're endorsing
assassinate
that.
Donald Trump?
But we're just saying
our sake. Thursday to Saturday window, please.
Please and thank you. Public service announcement finished. On with Extra Extra.
Already this has gone off track and I love it. So one of those such news stories has broken.
It has.
You'd come up with such a nice plan that you spent about 2 days talking to me about and the order that you got in, it was lovely. And then last night it was announced that...
Amber Rudd was resigning as Home Secretary. Basically what has happened, there was the Windrush scandal in which several people who have lived in the UK for decades, they came on the Windrush as part of the migration programme.
Is the Windrush a boat?
That is the boat.
Okay, suddenly the story makes so much more sense.
If you didn't know it was the boat, then that...
I was reading a
you're
BBC
gonna be so
News
confused.
Article about it.
Did you think it was a literal wind?
No, I just thought that it was like maybe a person involved because there was this big picture of a boat.
Yeah.
Or like ship or whatever you want, like technical term you want to give it.
We can call it a boat.
Well, I was watching a programme about the Navy and they're like, it's not a boat, it's a ship.
Oh, so you watch a programme about the Navy and yet finding out what the Windrush is was apparently a step too far for this topical news show.
I feel like I've lost control of the metaphorical boat that is this show. No, there was just a big picture of a boat. And I was like, that's obviously what they travelled on.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was called the Windrush. Right,
now. So they're called the Windrush Generation. Several of them got letters saying that they were going to be deported because they were put on a system as illegal immigrants, even though they weren't. And in that, they could have lost their jobs. They lost access to healthcare. Big scandal. So on the Wednesday, Amber Rudd goes to the MPs and says, we do not have targets for targeting illegal immigration. We don't have them. Thursday, not a day later, goes, okay, well, maybe there's some local targets involved, but I didn't know about them. Cut to Monday. Turns out, guys, there's definitely some targets. Roughly 10% more illegal immigrants over the next few years are going to be deported, or at least that is the target involved. And so, a huge news story that broke by The Guardian, and now Amber Rudd has resigned. Though several people are surprised by this, because they actually believe Theresa May is behind the policy, and Amber Rudd's just a scapegoat at this point, even though she, in quotes, inadvertently misled people, which I could use in so many situations.
Is inadvertently misleading the new alternative facts?
Yes.
Where it's basically lying, but they're like, but, oh no, lying's no, no. bad. Inadvertently misled you instead.
I am, but it's ridiculous, basically. It's a ridiculous statement. She's the fourth person to resign from the cabinet in the last 6 months. The fourth one.
Yeah, see, I mean, that surprises me, because after the snap election where Theresa May did so well,
yeah,
it seems like her cabinet would be much more secure than this.
The Transport Secretary,
that,
Chris Gayling,
for the record, was sarcasm.
Sarcasm alert, everybody.
We need a klaxon.
The Transport Secretary, Chris Grayling, has denied the government is in chaos, despite the fact that everyone is having to resign after several huge scandals have hit the government.
He has inadvertently misled the public in saying that the government is not in chaos.
See?
Because they are.
But then the BBC reported Conservative MPs have been paying tribute to their colleague, obviously meaning they're tweeting out going, oh, we hope to see her back in politics and stuff, but it makes it sound like she's died. Like, it's rude. I'm like, you could have phrased this better.
How would you have phrased it, Abby?
Well, I don't...
See?
Yeah.
It's difficult, isn't
but
it?
But it's not my job to come up with these things.
Is the BBC just inadvertently misleading people into thinking she's died?
If you read that...
Instill hope in the Labour supporters. Sorry, that's me. I don't want Amber Rudd to die.
No.
It's not something I feel I should ever have to say on radio.
No,
but I don't.
But we have to now.
That and the assassination joke at the beginning.
Yeah. We apologise if we have inadvertently misled you into believing we actually want these things to happen.
This is my new favourite phrase. I want to use it in everything.
It's such a good phrase, but also really just, oh, it's so silly.
It's not, it's bad.
It's a bad, it's a bad thing to do, but it's such a good phrase.
So what, I've forgotten the... What we're talking about. Amber Rudd.
Amber Rudd.
She's resigned.
Yes.
What's happening now?
So it's just been announced like a few hours ago, as I was frantically Googling, that Sajid Javid...
I will just say, Abby has made this like lovely plan, and then I messaged her this morning being like, by the way...
we should probably cover
we
this.
We should probably cover the Amber Rudd thing, because that seems like quite a big thing. Can you do some research? I haven't done anything, obviously.
No.
Can you do some research? So Abby's just been Googling non-stop since then.
Also, if anything happens in between the hours that we're recording this, I won't have the information. So this is what I know as of 25 to 4 on Monday. This is what we know. Sajid Javid, who was the community secretary, has taken over as home secretary. The one thing that everyone likes to report on is he is the son of a Pakistani bus driver, so they're hoping that
That guy! I've heard about him.
Yeah, that seems to be because they're hoping that he has...
I've been taken in by that. When you were saying the only thing anyone's reporting on is that he's the son of a Pakistani bus driver, and I was like, that's the bit that made me remember that I've heard of this person before. I've been taken in by the media.
Yeah. Don't believe that.
They've inadvertently misled you.
So because obviously with the scandal happening, they're hoping that he'll have some perspective on that to like settle
Let's put
things down.
Someone who's totally related to a...
Talking about how it's a fantastic quote about, he's like, I'm a second generation migrant. My parents came from the country from Pakistan, just like the Windrush generation. Obviously a different part of the world, from South Asia, not the Caribbean. But other than that, similar in almost every way. Which I love.
I feel like maybe he didn't use that exact tone.
But it's the idea that somehow like, oh yeah, two completely different nations, but basically the same. I'm like, I'm not quite sure that's what you were intending to mean.
I'm gonna say
you
this,
defend
Abby.
Him. Yeah,
the point he is making.
I understand the point he is making.
Has understanding of a migrant family. Going to the UK, putting the planning and the effort into making that journey and establishing themselves as citizens of the UK, even though he is from South Asia, his family is from South Asia, whereas the Windrush generation are from the Caribbean. I understand that. I don't think he's going, South Asia and the Caribbean are the same
place. Pretty much
place.
The same thing. Yes.
If he is, I take this entire statement back. He's a moron.
Unfortunately, I've only
got perfectly suited for the Tory government.
I've only got it written down, and so toned was not conveyed as well as it could be. I apologise if I inadvertently misled you about the tone in which Javid said this.
But I like the idea that it was done by song and dance.
Oh, musical number. There we go. That's how all follows.
I'm a second generation migrant. That would have been a very different tone.
It would have been definitely a tone change from what we've heard before.
But I'm not saying in a bad way. I would
shake
love that.
It up a bit. I'm not sure. You'd have to only have like quite good stories. I'm not sure how you'd have to change the tone a lot.
My grandfather just died.
There you go.
I'm feeling very sad. Now the UK is deporting me. That doesn't make me glad.
For an improv musical number, it's not bad.
That, I saw your face. I saw the like the cogs turning in your brain going, how do I react to this? I have to say something nice. I live with this person. Yeah. She's my friend. But that was awful.
that was interesting. I just like the fact that it's so personal for a policy.
That's just set in the background of like, because there needs to be like a whole backstory for this narrative arc.
Ooh.
Oh, I just said the words narrative arc and you were like English student. Wow.
Wow. But also I like the idea that it's going to become very complex. It's going to be almost novel length, this background piece.
Do you want to say anything more about Amber Rudd?
I don't really know anything more.
I'm just going to go back to like, The actual story.
That is all the information I have at the moment. Presumably, more things will happen in between today and Wednesday when this goes out. So I'm sorry that we haven't been able to cover any of that. But just keep an eye on the news and see what is happening with the Home Secretary. Because he's probably going to make a statement and possibly say some more things about the Windrush situation.
Just Google Amber Rudd, top story. Amber Rudd resigns, .. the political highs and lows.
Oh no, she's getting like her own like, this is your life. In researching this, I've discovered how little I knew about Amber Rudd, other than that she stood in for Theresa May in the election talks.
Okay, I'm gonna, that's a good fact. That is a good fact, Abby, about Amber Rudd. Having just Googled Amber Rudd, I have a better fact.
Oh.
She helped to find extras for the film Four Weddings and a Funeral, for which she was credited as the aristocracy coordinator and appeared briefly in one of the church scenes in the film.
Wow. I now need to watch Four Weddings again to find Amber Rudd.
Such
oh my
a
god.
Fact.
How did she become Home Secretary from that? How did you jump? I don't understand.
I don't think... From
that's not on her CV. Yeah. That's like, but guys,
from that,
we get the extras person from Four Weddings. I'm thinking we get her in, okay?
Do you think that there are people out there in the world who have been watching Amber Rudd on television and been like, I've definitely seen her somewhere before.
Who does she remind me of? There's like maybe a Hugh Grant film or something. And now they've listened to this.
Now they've heard this.
They made the connection.
Like, click. Either that or there have been people trying to say that she's been in Four Weddings and a Funeral and everyone else is going, you're insane.
Of course she's not.
You are seeing
people. What is
people.
Wrong with you?
Like when we had that mutual friend who kept seeing Michael Grove everywhere.
Yes.
They've been seeing Amber Rudd and they're like, she's in Four Weddings and a Funeral. You're insane.
Maybe she'll go back to films.
That'd be nice.
Now that she's not Home Secretary, she's just like, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing my film career instead.
I'm going back to my roots. Where are all the extras?
Where's the aristocrats? Round them up.
Speaking of aristocrats, what a segue, who have recently welcomed a new member into the family.
This is the royal baby, Prince Louis.
You sounded like, it's the royal baby.
I like, just, babies are so cute. Don't know why. Sorry. Ella is shaking her head.
I'm judging you.
I have no reason to dislike him, okay? He has done nothing. He's been alive.
I don't dislike the baby. I don't dislike the royal family. I'm not a big
baby person.
Babies. They're fine. They're just there.
They're great.
They're just there.
They'll do.
They're sort of like Coldplay. They exist.
And you're fine with it.
I'm fine that they're in the world.
You don't need them near you.
No.
Chris Martin just at the door. Oh. He just walks away really sadly.
Royal baby.
Royal baby. Prince Louis Arthur Charles. Everyone is now defining it. There's all these articles and they're all like Louis, not Louis. Louis.
Louis just is in the royal name.
Yeah, as in the royal name,
like
as in the
French kings.
Yeah, rather than Louis. He is fifth in line to the throne at the moment.
Before we get on to the fact that I'm definitely psychic.
Yes.
Fifth in line to the throne is fine.
Yeah.
But I don't really like the fact that
it's now
a week old child.
Yeah.
Five people die, including the Queen. A week old child is in charge.
Do you
want to
know what would be more scary? In 2013, they changed the law so that boys don't automatically jump over girls in line of succession. So he could be fourth in line to the throne. But luckily, there's loads of articles about Charlotte clinging on to the fourth in line. I don't think she's two. She doesn't really care. She's more bothered about going back to nursery this week than she is about where she is in the dynasty.
To what extent in the royal family is having more children just like, yeah, we got a spare? I'm sure to some extent they love their children. In fact,
probably.
Now that I've said that, that's probably the primary reason for having them.
That's the understatement, I think, of the century, to be honest. They probably like them. Oh, yeah, they're all right, aren't they? A bit like having another dog, isn't it?
It's very informative here at Extra Extra. No, but like, they're the only family in the country who really have to think about, oh, if this child dies, we need a spare.
We need some more. It's a bit like in a Victorian home. You're going to need a lot of them, just in case. That's why they had like seven or eight. Ella's lost it. Harry's probably a bit annoyed. Not only is his wedding being overshadowed, but now he's being shunted down the line. He's like, guys, come on.
But yes, there was a lot of excitement and trepidation about the name of the baby.
Well, he was born on St. George's Day, and they'd already used that one. So couldn't go down that route.
I don't think that the royal family are the kind of people who would be like, oh, well, he was born on St. George's Day, let's call him George. The issue there isn't that they've already got a child called George. I don't think they'd gone, oh, St. George's Day, there's inspiration. Not like, well, it's Monday, so let's call him that.
They did take a while deciding the name, and some people thought that might indicate that they weren't actually technically, like, you know when some people just call it baby for a while because they're like, we don't really know what to name them.
King Baby. His Royal Highness, Prince Baby of Windsor.
Yep. It's off Cambridge, actually.
Oh. His Royal...
Windsor's his last name.
His Royal Highness, Prince Baby of Cambridge.
Yep. Do you want to know the bookies' favourites?
Arthur was there.
Arthur.
Frederick.
Yeah. Albert, James and Philip were the other ones.
Okay. Solid names.
All solid names. All good. But,
right. Okay, so...
Are you ready?
Monday evening, I was still talking to Abby. Baby had been born that day. And we talk about baby names, because I quite like the name Arthur, and you'd mentioned the whole, like, George thing about, oh, it's St. George's
Day. Could be Georgina if a girl, but I'm not quite sure that works.
And he's a boy. But we talk about the fact that they couldn't use George because they'd already used George. And I was like, well, they should use one of his middle names and move George over. And I said, they should use Louis, which is one of Prince George's middle names.
Yeah.
It's Louis Alexander. It's like, they should use Louis, because I think Louis, George and Charlotte sounds really,
really
nice together as like a little trio of children.
Then lo and behold... I love that we said that in sync.
Suddenly,
Wednesday
they've
rolled around.
The baby's called Louis, and I think I'm psychic.
Yeah.
So...
You want anything predicting? Just message in. It is limited to the royals. But
that we know of so far.
Ooh.
Anyway, so I'm psychic. I predicted Louis.
Yeah.
Ooh. Physically choked on my words there.
Yeah. They did not want you to say them.
Should just avoid talking about the royal family. So we shall. In other news, what meeting between two world leaders has become the new greatest rom-com we didn't know we needed?
This is the meeting between North and South Korea. So it's the historic summit between Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in. It's only the third time they've ever met in both of their political careers. And they was going to be a handshake on the border. And that was agreed that everyone was ready for it. And they were doing the handshake in South Korea as like a show of deference, because in about 2000, the South Korean leader was older, and therefore it was up to North Korea to go to South Korea to meet them. And they, that didn't happen, and because obviously relationships a little bit tense, guys. So this was kind of like to show a bit of deference, show a bit of respect was going to happen. And then the South leader, Jae-in, said, oh, jokingly, when can I come over to North Korea? And Kim Jong-un says, how about now? Pulls him over the border, and they walk hand in hand across to the south to go to the actual like meetings that were happening.
Into the sunset.
Into the sunset. And the way that it's been reported.
Wet starts playing. Amber Rudd's there, burying in extras from the church scene.
It's so lovely. It's
I feel it in my fingers.
I love that. The accidental Four Weddings connect. That's my favourite thing. Sorry, yeah.
So then what else has come from this?
They're doing some talks at the moment. They're keeping it quite light, although they did mention the defectors that are currently in South Korea from North Korea, which most people avoid talking about because North Korea doesn't like to admit that that has happened. And North Korea admitted that they have some critical infrastructure problems, like transport, which came about by another rom-com moment when Moon Jae-in told Kim Jong-un that he would quite like to climb Mount Paektu, a mountain in the north, which is held sacred by the Korean people.
I want to see that.
I'm just imagining them climbing it together and having, like, you know, sort of a almost Aww. Lord of the Rings style climb, like, country adventure.
I like that I was going country adventure. Right, okay, Abby,
can
we
I
need
start
to unpick
again?
This. No, Lord of the Rings style country adventure. Lord of the Rings is not a travel documentary. Lord
Are
of
you
the
sure?
Rings.
It looks like a brochure for New Zealand, to be honest.
In trying to get the One Ring to Mordor to destroy, like, evil,
yeah,
I wouldn't say they go on like a buddy
Romp
travel car
through the New Zealand countryside.
No, that's no. Very much a, oh, they all nearly die.
Whoops.
Or are kidnapped by trees.
Whereas this is very much
Brokeback Mountain. I'm going there.
We said it, guys.
Can anyone prove me wrong?
Unfortunately, they can't at this point in time. I don't think it's right. But the way that it's been phrased...
Wait, you don't think it's right. Of course it's not like Brokeback Mountain, Abby. That was clearly a joke. And I love you for trying to take this seriously and keep it on
it's
track.
It's a serious thing.
Is it though? They want to climb a mountain together?
It's so nice. But then North Korea had to admit they've got some infrastructure problems because they might not be able to get, like, the train working to get to the mountain. Which I like the idea that they would instead, like, hire a car and have, like, a road
this
trip.
This isn't real. Whoa, wait, hang on a second.
Oh, Ella's just had an idea. I can see it
road
in her eyes.
Road trip? Oh,
sort of like Coach Trip, but with political leaders.
I haven't seen Coach Trip, although I would watch that.
Yes.
But a road trip, like a travel documentary style road trip with the leaders of North and South Korea, I want to produce that. It would have a cracking soundtrack.
Of course.
The theme tune would be Bon Jovi, Lost Highway.
The only thing to make this rom-com maybe a little bit dicey, the only thing, is that technically the Koreas are still at war. The 1950-53 Korean War ended in an armistice, not a peace treaty, although they say that they're in these talks that they're going to work on getting a peace treaty together. But they're still technically at war, which is why some military personnel didn't salute to
is that not
of them.
Just the part of the rom-com though, the sort of the like
the tense moment
the tense
end
moment
of the
towards
act.
The end, yeah, where, like, you know, they're up the mountain,
things are going well,
and, you know, they're just leaning in for like a handshake or something. And then one of them gets a call and they're like, oh yeah, we found the documents.
Ooh.
and the other person has answered the phone. And they're like, oh, you lied to me. I thought we were at peace and actually we're still at war. And then
either
the
that
other
or
one...
it's like everybody, it's sort of a Romeo and Juliet situation where everyone is like, but you can't, we're still at war. And so it's quite like a...
So they've escaped to the mountain
they've
together.
They've escaped to the mountain.
Just like the idea of one of them standing at the other's like house with a boombox playing a song and being like, we're at peace now, I've signed the papers, come back to me.
It's very John Hughes.
And Amber Rudd is still there.
Amber Rudd is still there.
She's got so many extras at hand.
She will not leave.
Like, my time has come.
Quick, everyone, into the dance number. It's all like Ella Enchanted.
Yes!
So happy.
I want, if I end up getting married, I want my wedding to be like the Ella Enchanted dance number.
I'll get Amber on the phone. We'll see if she can coordinate it.
All I ask. All I ask, Abby. So while we're on the subject of political leaders, who might be a bit jealous about this newfound friendship?
Donald Trump might be. He has been trying to get, in much the way a small boy tries to get the attention of a small girl by bullying them, he has been trying to get North Korea's attention.
Right. Oh, yeah. You say you'll threaten us with nuclear war? Well, I'll put on
guys,
those
guys, he's replying. Oh, my God. Nobody panic. Mike Pence just running around the White House going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
What did you do? He's going, I didn't know how to express my feelings.
It's like, have you sent the message? Oh, my God, why? You didn't consult us. And it all goes crazy. Which is basically how the White House works. Like, we're joking, but also...
We're not.
Ooh.
Is that satire?
No, that's just saying things in a dramatic fashion.
Yeah, so obviously, like, Trump has had this whole thing going on with Kim Jong-un in the past. I think the last time we talked about it, I made the same, like, boombox reference.
Yeah.
And, like, that kind
you
of
just really want
thing.
That to happen.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
It depends on what time it is. Also, I'm at the back of the house. You can't go to the front of the house.
No. I'm sorry. Your main issue depends on what time it is.
I might not
be in. Declaring their undying love for me, which I can't blame them. I'm not going to criticise the timing. I go, oh, sorry, I've just got something in the oven at the moment. Like, do you mind
but
coming
what
back
if you're
in?
Not in? Wasted. And you come around the corner, you're like, oh, hang on, pause everything. Let me get in the house.
Yeah, what if it's that sort of like awkward thing where I'm in my pyjamas later than an adult should be?
Exactly. Earlier than an adult should be as well. Like, I get in my pyjamas as soon as I get home.
I'm a morning pyjama person, whereas you're an afternoon and evening pyjama person. But going back to Trump, he has like sort of inadvertently been in the news in the past week because of some other people's opinions on him.
Yeah. Shania Twain is not a name I thought I would bring up this week. And yet she was in the news because when asked about
her... Like, I know this story, but just hearing you say it,
the
like,
words.
We've got Donald Trump. Some people have had opinions. And then the word Shania Twain
come out of your mouth.
And in my head, I just go, now, that don't impress me much.
That is the joke everyone has been making.
God damn it.
The Guardian asked her what she thought about the election, and she said that she liked the president's honesty and said she would have voted for him with the phrase, do you want straight or polite? And there was some social media backlash with everyone making the joke that Ella just made that don't impress me much. Brad Pitt wasn't good enough, and yet Donald Trump is, all that kind of stuff.
I think we were going to say Brad Pitt tweeted that joke.
Brad Pitt was so excited. He was like, finally, I get my own back about Shania Twain. She was so mean about me. He's been waiting. And basically saying, you're like an embarrassment to Canada. How dare
Brad
you?
Brad Pitt didn't say those
Brad
things.
Brad Pitt did not. If I inadvertently misled you about what Brad Pitt has said, I'm sorry. People were either very upset or very happy that they now get to claim Shania Twain as one of their own from some of the more conservative people. And then she said,
yes, because I think a woman who walks through the desert wearing a leopard print catsuit is clearly destined
the poster
to be
child.
The poster child of the conservative minority.
She has since sent out an apology to say it doesn't line up with her values, but it may be a little too late. Because you can't really take that back, unfortunately, saying you would vote for him and then not. And then, as if this news story couldn't get weirder enough, Kanye West piped up, tweeting that Make America Great Again has a negative perception. I took it, wore it, rocked it, gave it a new direction, added empathy, caring, love and affection, and y'all simply questioning my methods. He has tweeted out...
I didn't listen to any of that because I was trying to search for Shania Twain songs to make a pun.
Okay. I'll keep going with
you
the news.
You carry on.
I'll carry on. Basically, he tweeted on 20th of April, you don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. As yet, no explanation for what the hell dragon energy is. But if you do know, please get in touch. He is my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does, but that is what makes us individuals. And then Kim Kardashian obviously has gone up to her as husband and said, you maybe need to explain a bit. My wife just called me and she wanted to make me this clear to everyone. I don't agree with everything Trump does. I don't agree 100% with anyone but myself. Because he has a lot of self-belief, because I don't agree 100% with anything that I do. I'm only about like 60, 70% at best with most of my decisions. Then Chance the Rapper gets involved, saying black people don't have to be Democrats, which is a true fact. But then he had to backtrack a bit and say, I never support anyone who's made a career out of hatred, racism and discrimination. Which kind of then means that you can't really be a Republican, I wouldn't say. I'm not, like, I'm not saying that all Republicans believe these things, but considering who their leader is, I'd say they were in a bit of a dicey ground with that one. And then Kanye West has brought out a song called Ye Versus the People, which is the quote that I said earlier. That is what that is from. And it's just so strange. It's such a weird situation. And also because Twitter only has 280 characters at best, trying to get a point across a nuanced and balanced argument is not the easiest thing to do. Would you like to make your Shania Twain joke?
No, but I would like to announce that I've just discovered that she and Jake Owen are going to be hosting a country music singing competition.
Great.
I'm really excited about.
So you're still pro Shania Twain, despite what she said. You can still like her music and separate her from her possible beliefs. Harry Styles once said that Shania Twain was one of his
style icons.
And I sort of fell in love with him a little bit. I was like, that is such a bold and great statement to make.
What's the next thing?
Well, if you don't want to talk more about Kanye or
anything.
Oh,
I can
that,
do. I haven't listened to anything you said about Kanye.
Showing how much Ella cares.
It's not that I don't care. It's just that I found that Shania Twain and Jake Owen were hosting a country music competition. So I'm like, well,
it's brilliant. Extra, extra for all your country music needs.
We don't have a country music show here anymore.
No.
Left. Do you remember the first episode we did of Extra Extra? When you came on for the first time and we walked in and on the computer screen, the thing that was open
saddest
was like...
country songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 20 saddest country songs of all time.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make a podcast about that.
Instead, reviewing each of them, which we may still do.
Instead, we made Mogman and I rapped the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
How far we've come since then.
Now you just don't even bother listening.
No. I'm deeply sorry. I'm sure it was... I'll edit this. And I'll hear it then. By that point, I'll have thought of some Shania Twain songs and I can make puns about them.
Yeah.
I'm still trying. I think that brings us to the end of this show. I'm not sure. Like, being here in the studio and without having edited this, I don't know whether any of this is going to have been newsworthy or not. But we've tried.
We've tried. It's been a big week.
Yeah, well,
a lot has happened.
It's been 4 weeks.
It has.
So
we're out of practice.
Oh gosh, yes. Hopefully we'll be better by next week.
Yes.
I can't promise anything at all. But hopefully we'll be slightly more streamlined next week. For now, that just leaves me to say thank you to Abby for joining me here in the studio.
You're welcome.
And thank you, of course, for listening to this utter madness. We'll be back next Wednesday, taking you through more of the biggest news stories of the week in a slightly more unorthodox fashion. For now, I've been Ella Vidrinska. Thank you. Goodbye.
It was the fact that you linked Man I Feel Like a Woman and Kim Jong-un in my head, and I hate it. It's so difficult to try and hold them both in my head.
Oh, what an image.
Yeah. Holding them like a baby.
Maybe no, that would be the dramatic moment in the rom-com where Moon Jae-in walks in, it's Kim Jong-un and Shania Twain in bed together. It was like, I thought it was only you. Me. And Kim Jong-un's going, but you're still the one. Shania Twain pun! It's all
your,
I wanted.
Your need to get references in to all of your conversations has become worrying. I think you might need help.